This is The Total Counselor and your host, Attorney Alan Margulies.
Welcome. It's 12 o'clock. It's lunchtime, so that means it is our time together. I am Alan Margulies, The Total Counselor here on WCRN. You can reach me always at radio@totalcounselor.com or 508-650-9900. Welcome to our Father's Day edition together. And talking Father's Day is a good day to get into the conversation that we're going to have today with a new mind around our table as we're going to discuss families and business. So as I like to start every show, and probably by now, after 6 months on the air, you've grown a little tired of it, but I'm going to keep bringing it up. We discuss each week this minds around the table concept. And the important thing to understand when we're talking about minds around the table is, what does that really mean? And in my mind, what that means is you have this huge conference room table that I've described in the past, where we have a number of seats, and those are ejector seats. So people can sit there for long periods of time, or they can be ejected right out, depending upon what service they're providing. And this mind around the table will work in everything from purchasing a dog, to running your business, to running your family life. Whatever decision you're looking to make, you might have one mind, you might have a number of minds, and more minds are always better because it brings up more and different ideas. And in my world, as an accountant, as an attorney, it's important to have these different minds around the table as we're working with our various clients, because various issues are going to come up. And our topic today, and the mind that I'm going to introduce to you today, gets into, we've had conversations about businesses, about family, and I think this is going to hit to the heart of estate planning and family businesses, and in some ways, succession planning. So it is my absolute pleasure to introduce to our listeners out there, I have David Karofsky with me today from Transition Consulting Group. And David, why don't you say hello to our listeners?
Hello out there, listeners. Happy Father's Day. And it's rather fitting that we're doing this show today.
Absolutely. And so David is with us, and the interesting thing, and one of the reasons bringing David in to the show today, there's a couple of reasons. One is his overall business works with families in business, and he also works with his father, which is the other fitting to Father's Day.
That's right.
So David, why don't you describe to us a little bit about what your business is, does, and working with your father?
Sure. So Transition Consulting Group, we've been around for close to 25 years now. My father started the business back in the early 90s. And we are a family business that consults to other family and closely held businesses. The majority of our work is working with active family businesses in the operating business themselves. We also work with families creating strategies for wealth planning, estate planning, succession planning. Often we will do family meetings and family gatherings. At the end of the day, it's about getting the family to come together and build alignment for a strategy for the future, whether it's the future of the business and an ownership and transition plan, or it's the future in deciding what does wealth transfer look like? How do you let your kids know about the situation that the family might be in? At the end of the day, it's really about building stronger and better communication with the family.
Excellent. And that really comes to this whole family meeting concept. And I find it very often when it comes to estate planning, because for years, estate planning was really, well, I'll do my will, and then I'll tuck it away someplace in a safety deposit box or on a bookshelf and hide it away, and we don't discuss stuff like that.
You know, it's a great point. If we were to go back to our grandparents, that's very much the scenario you're talking about, that death is never an easy thing to talk about at any stage in anybody's life in history. We understand that. But way back in the day, my grandparents and my great-grandparents, there was no way they were actively talking about their will and their estate plan. It was shoved away in a drawer, like you said. It was done, but it was tucked away, and the kids pulled it out of the safe deposit box once they buried grandpa or whatever it was, and then they read through it and they figured out what was going to happen. Today, it's different. I think today the expectations of the younger generation is different. The communication styles is different. And their desire to know and to be in the know is much greater than I think historically it's ever been. And as a result, the work that we do is helping those families come together and talk about different difficult issues, whether it is the succession or transition of an ownership, or talking about an estate plan, or talking about a power of attorney, and you know, who pulls the plug. I mean, we joke about it, but you know, when we did it in our own family, and we very much practice what we preach. I have an older sister who's 2 years older. We sat down with my mom and dad, and my sister's like, "There's no way I could do it," and I said, "I'll do it. I'll pull the plug if I have to." And you know, we you got to make light of it. You got to bring humor into the situation because it is difficult things to talk about, but you got to talk about them.
Absolutely. And that's really is, you need to begin that conversation. And this family meeting concept is a real important concept to get out to the families to have that conversation.
That's right.
Very often, it's funny, we were talking before the show. I go back to the estate planning that we do, and everybody always comes in. My kids love each other. They're going to get along. There's not going to be any problems. Sure. Have you had the conversation to say, you know what, I'm going to treat this child slightly different? Or why are you actually treating all of your children equal? Because deep down in the back of your head, you don't believe that you should treat the kids equally.
Yeah, the fair versus equal discussion, right? This is, we've all had it as parents. We've all been part of it as children. The fair versus equal in estate planning is an interesting one. The parents do want to treat their children fairly. It doesn't necessarily mean equally. In the work that we do, many times there's an operating business. And one of the things that we will often stress, and there's no right or wrong answer here, but let's look at best practices. We would say that the family members that are working in the business, let's say you have four kids, and two of the kids are working in the business and two of the kids are not. We would encourage that the business be transitioned to the two kids working in the business and take care of the other kids with other assets, be it a life insurance plan or other assets that the family may have gathered. It's important. Now, is that equal? No. Is it fair? Most likely, because what you're also doing is you're not setting up your children to fight. If you all of a sudden give ownership to two of the kids that aren't working in the business, and they want to pull out and they want dividends and they don't want to reinvest in the business because they don't care. You know, yes, they care about the business, but they're more interested in their own personal wealth. And all of a sudden you got the two people in the business says, no, we need to reinvest. I want to grow. I want to expand. You're setting up a dichotomy and setting up potential conflict with your children.
Absolutely. And it goes back to everything that you were just bringing up there is why there is this need to have the minds around the table.
Yep.
Because you need these other people coming in, because where you're describing, you potentially with two kids in the business and two outside of the business, the two that are outside of the business are not seeing what's going on. So they're very short-sighted in, they're just interested in, well, I want to make sure as much money is coming in my pocket today, not necessarily looking that more money can come in my pocket in the future, but I have no idea what the heck's going on in that business.
Right.
Nor do I even want to know.
It's the golden goose. It's the golden goose syndrome. If you kill the goose, the gold is gone.
Exactly.
And although the company may be worth X today, in cash flow over long term, it may be worth more. But often the kids in the business don't see that. Sure. And don't want to see it. They want the short-term gratification, as you point out.
Absolutely. David, what's the best way for our listeners to get in touch with you?
The best way to get in touch with us is probably just go to our website. What I would do is just Google Transition Consulting Group, or Google Family Business Succession Planning. Our website is www.fortcg.com.
Excellent. And so going back to getting the items on the table, some of the hard conversations.
Yeah.
So in a family business, you have some concerns as to, have I gotten everything on the table? And back to in estate planning, I find getting people to have the conversation, to really get in and start discussing, you know, I'm going to have this child serving in this particular role. I look in my own family situation. I had a conversation with both of my parents a couple of weeks ago. And even though I do this stuff for a living, my mother turned around to me and she said, you know, I'm talking about death and medical issues and everything, and you're kind of cold and calculated in the conversation. And I said to her is that, look, I'm going into a zone because you're looking to me for a certain level of advice here. And I'm putting my professional hat on.
Yep.
And when I'm looking at it, it's not that I'm not sensitive to you and everything. And I hope you're here for 100 years.
Right.
But I'm starting to look at some of these other things. And from the minds that I've surrounded myself around the table, I've started to look, here's these other resources to consider and other professionals to have around my table. When we return, we're going to discuss a little bit more about working in a family business, because I think that's an important dynamic to look at, is that it's not just working in a business, it's working with other family members, because working in a business has its own issues. But working in a family business, the issues are magnified,
yep,
even more so.
Absolutely.
So we're going to discuss that and other issues here with David Karofsky. I am Alan Margulies, the Total Counselor. You can always reach me at 508-650-9900 or radio@totalcounselor.com.